This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Film Talks On Air. I'm your host, Jane Ross. Joining me today is Wellington-based filmmaker and writer, Kate Toomey. Welcome, Kate.
Hi, it's lovely to be here.
Well, it's lovely to be talking to you today. Now, I'm in the Wairarapa. Where are you today?
I am in Wellington. It's a very grey and overcast day, sadly.
Yeah, we've had a bit of that over here as well. But then again, I have to think it is the middle of winter.
Very true.
It does seem to come late. And I think it just hit us with a bit of a shock and a surprise when it arrived.
Mm-hmm, it did.
Yeah. Now, I'm just really delighted to be talking with you today. I've gotten to know you over the last, I guess about the last year or so, from initially your attendance at the Wairarapa Film Festival, which has been amazingly cool. But I'm curious, Kate. I want to get to know you a little bit better and for the listeners also to just learn a bit more about you. I know that you've got a background in creative writing and also a background in film. So I thought I'd start by asking you to tell us about how you entered into writing and film.
Totally. I feel like they're quite interlinked in a way. So I've always loved writing. It's been a huge passion. You know, when I was a teenager, I was always rushing home from school to write stories. And so film kind of came as a very natural part of that in a way. I remember being a teenager and loving watching YouTube videos of indie filmmakers doing kind of behind the scenes processes of making their short films and being so inspired. I love drawing as well. So in a way, film arrived to me as the perfect intersection between the two. It was everything I loved. It was writing, storytelling, had a visual artistic element. So it sort of felt very natural when I was a teenager to pick up a camera and start kind of filming some of the things that I was writing down. In my last year of high school, I decided to make my first proper short film, and that ended up winning a student short film competition. And that was the point where I was like, oh yes, this is something that I want to pursue. This is very important to me.
Oh, that sounds incredible. I love thinking about you running home from school and writing stories, that you had, you know, these creative impulses within you from quite a young age.
Definitely. And I think, you know, for so many young people and teenagers, you know, you just need that creative outlet of a passion, but often you don't recognize that it can be recognized or that it can go anywhere. You know, as a teenager, I would have never thought that there was anywhere or anyone who wanted to read my stories particularly or watch my little short films. So I think I look back at that film competition I entered or some of the writing competitions I was entering as a teenager and just realized what a huge thing they did for me in terms of proving that the creative passions that I really enjoyed could be pursued and that people cared about them and were interested in what I was making.
Yeah, that feedback is really incredibly humbling, but at the same time inspiring and motivating, I feel.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
What was the short film competition that you entered?
It was wonderful. I can't sing its praises enough. It was called the Roxy Five Short Film Competition. And sadly, I don't think it runs anymore. Otherwise, I'd encourage every high schooler to rush out and enter. It was run out at Miramar with a bunch of wonderful kind of industry professionals. And it was just all about promoting filmmaking to teenagers and getting high schoolers out there with cameras, shooting stuff in their backyards and writing stories. And the prize for winning was I got to recut the film with some industry professionals. And that sort of brought me into the world of film editing and got me really fascinated in that. And now, funnily enough, I work as a film editor. So it really did, you know, change my life in a big way.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah. Sure,
it was something I could pursue.
So you work as a film editor?
I work at a little sort of boutique company called Transmission Productions. And it's wonderful. It's lots of a little bit of camera work, but mostly just editing, you know, grading, sound mixing, that kind of stuff. I've been working there for a couple of years now, and it's just been wonderful. It's everything that I love you know, creatively, but I'm able to do it in my job. So I feel very, very lucky.
How wonderful. How did you get into working for Transmission Productions?
Very funny story. While I was at uni, I was working as a drama teacher, and my boss, who I currently work for, I taught his daughter speech and drama, and that was how we met each other. He was sort of interested in hearing that I was into filmmaking, and he hired me on the strength of that short film that I'd made in high school. So again, it really does go back to, you know, making stuff in high school and pursuing your interests. And it really does, you know, help you in the long run. So, yeah.
How fabulous. Oh, yeah, I think that's a really inspiring story for local teenagers to hear as well, because I know that there's a lot of really creative emerging filmmakers here in the Wairarapa in the Wellington region, and I just think that hearing stories and pathways is really inspiring.
Absolutely. And I mean, to mention the 50-hour film competition as well, I absolutely loved like seeing all the high schoolers there who'd made films, because I, you know, I saw so much of myself in them, and it really is, you know, it's pretty life-changing to have any sort of recognition in high school of your creative passions. Like it really can, you know, change the trajectory of what you go on to study and what you value, what your interests are. So that was pretty special to me.
Well, when you left high school, what did you go on and study, Kate?
I actually studied classics at Victoria. So, you know, I was just sort of doing ancient Greek and
how wonderful. Things.
But then after I finished my BA, I did a master's in creative writing at the IIML, which is it's sort of like the old Bill Mann Higher course. And that was pretty incredible. I really, really loved that. And I'm still in contact with all of the people who I did the MA with, still working on that manuscript. So that was, yeah, pretty incredible.
The manuscript. Is there anything that you can tell us about that?
Oh my gosh. Well, hopefully one day it'll be published. It's very obviously, yeah, getting anything published is a big uphill battle, but I hope one day it'll be out in the world. But it's a young adult novel. Again, from working as a drama teacher, I really love writing stuff for young people and getting young people to read and care about literature. And so this book is set in a small New Zealand town. And it's also full of illustrations. I did kind of big passages of illustration because I just think there's something so beautiful about storytelling with images. Again, that really kind of drew me to film, but I was like, I'd love to do that on a very literal level with having a novel, especially a young adult novel that's full of lots of illustrations and pictures that kind of sustain parts of the story.
Wow, that sounds really cool. It actually also reminds me a little bit of our mutual friend Vincent Ward, because that's how he works as well. He has, when he's writing, he is illustrating as he goes. That's really, that's incredible. So that actually brings me to how we met, which was at the Wairarapa Film Festival. How did you hear about that festival?
I wish I could remember. Oh my gosh. I think I must have just seen some adverts for it around and was immediately, you know, anytime I see anything film, my ears prick up. So I think I must have seen an advert and rushed along. And immediately from, I think the first session I would have gone to would have been a talk by Vincent Ward, which was just so incredibly inspiring and eye-opening and everything I loved about film. And from there, I just went to as many things as I could.
Yeah, he was really generous, wasn't he, about talking about his life and the sort of like the key moments and, you know, his childhood and working his way through adolescence and into when he was studying as well, and the kinds of people and the kinds of things that he took inspiration off from. And I really wanted that from him. I asked him to give a talk that talked about how to stay motivated, how to stay relevant, and looking at longevity and committing to a career in film. Like, how do you keep going with that? Because it's not always easy, is it?
Absolutely. I think especially his discussions about his earlier films that he was making as a teenager or early 20s was especially inspiring, just because of the, I guess, the long-term vision and the dedication. Film is such a, you know, slow and painstaking medium to work in, and you really do need that kind of commitment to your vision to finish it and to see it through, because, you know, life can throw so many curveballs at you.
Indeed. And I'm also going to pick up on the fact that I am so glad that you saw the advertising for the film festival, because you also would have seen promotion for the very first Wairarapa 50-hour film project. Now, what was that experience like for you?
It was so much fun. I only found out about it a few days beforehand, so I didn't really have time to put together a team. I just decided to have a go solo, make a short film on my own. And
which is an incredible feat, I must say, because the rules were that you could have a team of up to 7 people, cast and crew included, but you were a team of one.
I was, and which is possibly not the best idea when you're, you know, film is a very collaborative medium, but certainly, yeah, giving myself that constraint, I think, was quite fun. I sort of had to really think outside the box, because of course each team was given a genre, and my genre was romance, which as a solo filmmaker is a little bit tricky. So I had to get quite creative. Sort of heard them call out the genre, I was like, oh dear, this is gonna be hard. But I made a film about a romance novelist who's trying to get her novel written on a writer's retreat in Martinborough. So sort of worked around the constraints a bit.
It was fabulous. And, I mean, what were the highs and lows of the 50 hours for you?
Oh, gosh. In terms of the actual process of making the film, I think I love editing. That's what I work as. And that's sort of just the moment when everything pulls together and you kind of slot all the puzzle pieces in place, see it all kind of take shape. It can be a terrifying moment because you might have not got anything decent, and you sort of, it's kind of the moment of truth. But for me, that was, that's always the bit that I'm looking forward to, which does help me finish a project. I'll always see something through if I know that I get to edit it. And although during the period of making the film, I also went to a talk by Annie Collins, of course, the wonderful editor, and that was so incredibly inspiring. So I'd say in terms of the weekend highs, it would almost be the talk, even though that wasn't part of the filmmaking.
Yeah, wasn't. I mean, I just have gotten nothing but amazing feedback from Annie Collins. Chaos and creativity, she calls it, the chaos of when all of your film clips come in and then the creativity that comes from working with the chaos, which was a really interesting and fun way of looking at the process of editing.
Absolutely, totally, and quite fitting to the 50 hours, actually.
Absolutely.
A lot of it was applicable.
Yeah. Well, I'm so thrilled that you entered and that you did so well, and do you think you're going to come back?
I would love to. I would so love to. And it was, yeah, just, it's the most incredible competition. And again, yeah, I can't sing the praises of competitions like this enough. Again, especially for younger filmmakers or high schoolers who can really, you know, start to see that there's a path for them creatively in industries like film. So I think it's the most incredible competition. And thank you so much. It was incredibly well run.
Oh, wonderful. I'm really pleased to hear that. Kate, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you and to chat with you. I'm just really interested and thrilled to know that it was a really good experience, but also I just can't wait to see what you do next.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm very excited. Yeah, fingers crossed for a few of these little projects to take off or take root. And certainly I think filmmaking will be something that I would love to pursue for a long time.
Well, I think there would be a lot of us that are actually on this journey with you and wishing you so, so very well.
Oh, thank you.
Well, ngā mihi nui ki a koe, and thank you again for joining us.
Thank you so much.